Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
What's up, lovers? It's me, Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach and your guide on love in the modern world. We want to talk about what's happening in contemporary dating. I'm your contemporary dating coach. And I'm joined in studio by my co-host, Mr. Ray Christian, the CEO of the Textpert app. You're so contemporary today.
We're quite the contemporary team. Good morning.
You're my contemporary. I just decided, I was like, contemporary, modern. This is the world I want to live in. I want to live in the future.
You're my complimentary contemporary.
I love alliteration. And I also love you folks at home tuning in for all the juicy that we have for you today. We're going to talk about a secret romance that you won't believe is happening. So juicy. We'll tell you which dating apps boast the biggest number of users. Maybe that'll improve your chances of finding love on a dating app. We'll see. We'll answer your questions, including what are some good conversation starters if you're talking to a cutie? And what do you do if you are being blackmailed with old sex? This happens.
Sects.
That's a hard word. Sectices. But that's not all. We're going to also have a really strange and sort of symbolic courting tradition that we'll talk about in the romance rollback. Plus, I'll talk to you about the five signs you might be a crazy cat lady later in the show. Ray, how about we do some of the dish?
Let's do it.
D's dating dish.
So, this was the biggest story of the week until my next story, which I'll get into. But Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, we sort of broke the news about them dating because
hot off the wire.
I had inside scoop, and now I'm gonna not break the news that they are broken up, broken. Another theme of today. So this relationship, they're saying it's just run its course, but you know. Katy Perry, she was the serial dater when we looked at that serial dater map. She had the most connections, and it sounds like then she also has the most breakups. What do you think? Is Katy Perry damaged goods now?
At a certain point, when there's that much smoke, maybe there's a fire. Ooh. I mean, she's obviously very attractive, very talented, and a huge star, but like, how many guys are just like not really that into dating her for the long run? But maybe she's also just a little bit crazy. I mean, anybody that dates Russell Brand, who is a delight, has to be maybe a little cuckoo, because Russell's kind of crazy, even though he's hilarious. Maybe she's a little crazy and she just hasn't found that right guy.
Well, they said that this wasn't supposed to be a serious relationship. It just sort of happened. You know how it goes. But, I mean, he ain't playing around. He's got kids. He has, you know, a career to manage. He can't be involved with any kind of foolishness.
Which is hilarious. Like, they got together and they scoped out the project. Like, all right, this is not supposed to mean anything or lead to anything. Was that a discussion they had?
Right, and then they had to have a quarterly update. And they assessed the books and they were like, whoa, things got really off track. Well, that's not the only salacious celebrity dating news. I guess we'll say they're celebrities because everybody knows Joe Biden, right? Most fabulous vice president in recent history. You remember his son Beau Biden passed away.
Sure.
In 2015. What would you think if I told you that Beau Biden is now dating Beau Biden's brother is now dating his widow? So Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's other son, is now officially in a relationship. They are totally out. With Beau Biden's widow. What's up with that?
Well, first off, I would say RIP and pour out a little liquor for the Joe Biden and Barack Obama memes on Instagram.
It's not what I thought you were.
Those things were good. I mean, really good.
Right.
I'm going to miss them.
Right.
As someone who's a big fan of the gram. But this just feels effing weird. Like, were you eyeballing him when you were together? Like, was there already some sexual vibes? Isn't there anybody else in the pool in your immediate network you could date besides your widow's brother? It seems strange.
Your brother's widow, yeah. And to complicate matters, Hunter isn't actually divorced yet. He's married. He separated from his wife 5 months after his brother died. And, you know, I get that grieving can bring out a different side in people, and that you want closeness with someone that you have a familiarity to. But I don't know. To me, this feels, I can't imagine like Beau Biden's looking down on this being like, well, that feels good. You know, like I can't imagine that he'd be like, yeah, dude, you can take her. And they both have kids. It's just
really,
so
though?
It's like Uncle Hunter, Uncle Dad Hunter, and Aunt Hallie mom.
So
you can't get on board with this one.
You think Ghost Damona would not be happy if your husband, if you unfortunately passed, the ghost version of you would not be looking down and being like, okay, I approve that.
No way. Ghost Damona would be like, oh, heck nah.
Would you haunt me a little bit?
I mean, I would definitely want my husband to be happy. But I just feel like you said, can't there be, I mean, aren't there any more options out there? Maybe he hasn't tried to swipe on some apps. By the way,
she really found her template.
If he did want to swipe on some apps, I thought it might be helpful information to share 2017's most popular dating apps. People always ask me, what's the best app? What's the most popular app? You know, Bustle just went ahead and did all the work for me. And they looked at the number of users, and it's very clear. It's not a surprise. Tinder is a clear winner. They have a huge margins, like 75% of the market over OkCupid. I was actually surprised to see OkCupid was still hanging in there, because I'm not hearing too much about OkCupid from my clients, but still kicking.
I think it is kind of the OkCupid's kind of the silent killer. It just lays in wait quietly, always there.
Did you ever try OkCupid?
Yeah, I did it. And I mistakenly signed up as a gay man. For some
reason. You're joking.
And I started getting all these messages from dudes, and I was like, what is going on? And one of my friends, I thought it was like some weird glitch where guys were just finding me. And then my friend said he saw me, and he's like, hey, bro, what's going on, Ray? And thankfully I figured it out. But damn it, OkCupid, and your registration process.
Oh, my God. That is a real mistake. It's fitting, though, because guess who held third place?
Grindr.
Yeah. So you could just port your profile over from OkCupid to Grindr, and, hey, you could be really reeling them in. But is it nice to know that you could have attraction from either sex?
It's something I'm willing to pass up, actually, and not know anything about with peace. But kudos to Grindr. Just the third place, and they're like the OG. They started this whole damn thing.
Well, yeah, the app thing.
The swipes and the app.
Yeah,
everyone
that's
else
true.
Is kind of jocking their style a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yay, Grindr. If you're curious, you can check it out at Bustle, but eHarmony and Plenty of Fish rounded out the top five. But hey, it doesn't necessarily mean those are the best dating sites dating apps. I've always said you have to find the right match for you and your personality and who's on it. And gotta tell you, I would not do Plenty of Fish to save my life.
Do you have a fave? If I was a single guy and I was like, Damona, give me one, what would you tell me?
My fave is whoever wants to pay me to say that they're my fave.
Oh, such a political answer.
I'm just kidding. My love is not for sale. But I really do think it's a matter of finding the right fit for you. Speaking of finding a right fit, maybe you've realized that you did not have a right fit in your marriage. There was an article on today.com by my friend Bella Gandhi, who I adore. And so I wanted to give her a little love on this piece, because it's the 15 tips to make dating after divorce easier. And she really had a lot of unique ideas in there that I think a lot of people haven't really thought of. Like the first one is be optimistic about love and treat it as it's a when, not an if.
That might be the most important one, too.
Super important. And that's even not just after divorce. That's just dating in general. You should have that approach. And yet people come to me all the time and they're just like, online dating doesn't work. There's nobody out there for me. And just shifting that mindset can make a really big difference. And I also like she had create a marriage map to help identify what it is you really want and need from a partner in a partnership. And I do this with my clients as well. But I like the way that she phrased it, a marriage map. Like you got, you know, I always say if you want something, anything else in life, you create a plan for it. What's your plan to find your man? People like want it to be just magic and sunshine and rainbows. And I'm like, but what are you doing and what do you want to happen?
Well, my plan to find a man is OkCupid. But this article was great, I think, for everybody. You kind of just touched on it. It's like whether you're divorced or just dating, fantastic nuggets. The only one I kind of hated, I loved all of them, but I hated the sex exclusivity one, meaning like don't have sex unless you're 100% exclusive. Like, isn't that a little chicken or the egg?
Of course you didn't like that one.
Can we have a data point before we decide if we're exclusive? Although I don't always practice what I preach.
Oh, we've had this conversation before. I think we need to talk about that. And he said, she said. I also think we're going to have to take a break. But there's so much more dates and mates to come right after these messages. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, sitting here with Ray Christian, CEO of the Techspert app, my co-host. And we will be back in just a moment.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. At 800-610-9070.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. You're here with Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach. I said extraordinaire last week. Certified dating coach, the queen of certified dating. I would like to change my title every week and just see what happens.
You know, a word is like kind of underutilized, debonair.
The debonair Damona Hoffman. Oh, ooh,
a little more alliteration.
That's Ray Christian, the CEO of the Techspert app, my co-host. I need a title for you. I have to think a little quicker. More coffee. Ray, you know, you always go into the Techspert app and pull the questions that are the most provocative of the week. And you've done it again. Here again this week.
Damona, we went diving into the ocean of Techspert questions. And we unearthed some nuggets just for you guys.
Let's chew on those nuggets.
All right, numero uno. Oh, Techspert questions, and go.
Technically dating.
Nailed it.
Chew on those nuggets, right?
Yeah, I'm just adjusting to having producer Jay back. Guest appearance, it just feels so good. Reunited.
I was under the radar.
He was trying to stay good. Under the radar.
I was so under the radar until he said that.
Thank you for being back.
It's a celebration.
But don't get used to it. Producer Thomas will be back next week.
He'll be back. He's just a little under the weather.
Is this like the breakup sex?
This is radio breakup sex. You just made it weird.
One more little
producer
dalliance.
Jay is going to leave, and it's all your fault.
In the middle of the show. Goodbye.
He wouldn't do that.
All right. Our first question is from a young gentleman, and he says, "The girl I'm dating is having a hard time this week because of work, so I need some advice." After I asked her favorite colors because I wanted to send her flowers, she responded with this. And we got a little role-playing for you, Dee.
I'll dust off my theater degree for you. I'm the gray?
Mm-hmm.
Aqua blue green, like the color of the ocean. Blues, pinks, purples.
Wow, beautiful. Now I know why you love Miami so much, smiley face. Hopefully my surprise cheers you up this week.
Oh, no, please. That is really not necessary.
And then the trail goes cold. what do you think, Damona? Is this, does he need some help? Like, should you force the issue when maybe someone you're just starting to date is going through a tough time, you want to do something nice, and she pushes you back like this?
Here's my question. I don't know. Did he send the flowers? He sent the flowers and he didn't get a response, or he was just like, what are your favorite colors? Because if those flowers did not arrive, I could tell you why you didn't hear back from her, because she got all excited for whatever you were going to give her, and it never came.
I think he has not sent the flowers. He was going to try to pick the correct color. And she's like, she's basically saying, oh, hell no, don't send me anything. I don't want your gifts. And I'm paraphrasing.
No, yeah. That's what girls say. We have to say that.
Really? Why?
Because that's the custom. You say, oh, no, please, I couldn't. Oh, well, all right, fine. Thank you. You're so sweet. You've heard this how many times?
Why you got a sandbag? How about just say yes, I would love that. That'd be wonderful.
Because we need to make you guys feel like you overcame something. We can't make it too easy for you. Then you'll be like, oh, she's boring. I'm going to move on to the next one.
Damona over here dropping knowledge. That's
it's
a
true.
Good answer.
It's true. But, you know, he was so vague with it. Like, good luck finding your blue-green flowers. She didn't know what you were talking about. She thought she was going to get some jewelry. You've disappointed her.
So I'm going to lean on you a lot for this question. But it's from a young lady, and she says, Damona, what are good conversation starters when talking to a boy?
Well, it depends on the boy, right? But you want to engage him on something that he's interested in, right? So if you start by, it depends on, like, if you're just talking online or if you're, like, maybe you're meeting at the sports bar, so you want to comment on the game. And then once the conversation is going, then you can ask him other questions about himself. But if you're talking about, like, somebody that you've met online, you also have the profile then to pull from, right? So engage them on something they're already interested in. Don't try and, like, say, this is me, this is everything about me. This is what people always do with communication in the beginning phase. They want to dump everything out. Like, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I'm looking for. If you don't like it, you can get the F out. And it's like, whoa, too much.
Yeah, let me peel back the onion a little bit. Don't slice that whole thing up in front of me. You know, well,
chopped onions.
For me, from personal experience, when I try to talk to a boy on OkCupid, I like to rely on this. So if I know the person, whether it's a girl or whatever it is for me, I try to think of three things I know that is in their life or relevant or they like. And I'll say, well, what's up with this? Or how did that go? Or what's going on with that? Something, and just think of three little nuggets about them. And the other framework that I would use for, like, some small talk is the how do you feel about blank.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good opener to maybe do a conversation pivot, if you will. How do you feel about Bo Biden? Or how do you feel about...
how do you feel about Jeff Sessions, for example, in Russia? And then it's like, cannot answer over text. Or sends, like, the grimace emoji. That says everything.
Exactly.
But that shows that you're up to speed on current events.
There you go. And how do you feel about it? It's so open-ended. I'm not like framing it towards like, I hate it and I want you to agree with me. It's like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
You can go in any direction
or,
you want.
Or, you know, did you see or did you hear about? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another good example.
Did you hear about the Oscars? Did
oh,
you
man.
Hear about the Best Picture?
What a doozy.
That was my friend from college who said, I want to give my Oscar to Moonlight, to my friends from Moonlight. That was my friend from college.
The one who was like, no, this is not a joke. This
yeah.
is like serious
yeah,
here.
That's
you guys come up.
My friend Jordan Horowitz from Northwestern University.
I like the way he handled that. He handled that with aplomb, in my opinion.
He did. He did snatch the card a little bit from Warren Beatty with a little bit of aggression. But you know what? I think he was pissed.
Under the circumstances, I'm okay with
that. I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, Warren Beatty, you've done enough. Get out of the, give me this card. But he said in interviews, like, he just wanted to show people that this, like, very quickly, this is not a joke and this is actually happening.
It was a powerful snatch and I appreciated it. I didn't appreciate the other guy who knew they had lost. And then, like, at the very end, he said something in French.
We lost, by the way.
And he's like, oh, I want to thank my mom and my dad. And we lost, by the way. It's like, bro, like, you lost. Like, don't do, like, a fake thank you when you already know. And then my other gripe was with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. It's like, read the card. Immediately, within a second, it's like, this isn't right. This says Emma Watson on it. Something's wrong here. Don't do the confused old guy adjusting the glasses. Like, this is the wrong card.
I liked how you passed it to Faye, too. Like, you do it. Like, we both know this is wrong, but you do it. Okay. Now let's get to a Texpert question about dating.
Man, that was...
Since we talked about the Oscars for half the show.
Your tangent game is strong, Damona.
All right. I don't think that's a compliment, but
so,
thank you.
This is from a young lady. Actually, I'm going to say her name, her username, because it's great. It's Hot Mama. She's from Texas. She's 44. She says, well, after 2 weeks of being broken up, Damona, random text messages sent, haven't heard from him in 2 full days now. I'm dying. So I sent him a Snapchat of my dog, which he always liked. He sends me a Snapchat selfie right back, right away. But no words were exchanged. What the hell? What does this mean? He could have easily just not sent me anything, right? Dating coach Debonair Damona.
All right, here we go into over-analysis mode. I did talk about how your dog is not your boyfriend. And I have another answer to that later in the show with Crazy Cat Lady. But my question is, what did the selfie look like? Like, clearly it was a response. Was it a sexy selfie? Was it like a confused selfie? Like, why the heck did you just send me a picture of your dog? There's context in there that's clearly going right over her head, and it holds all of the answers to what her next step should be.
Meaning, like, what kind of selfie was it?
Yeah.
Was it like a standard smiling, like, kind of dumb-looking selfie? Or was it a little bit sexy? Like, that would dictate your response?
Right, but they've been broken up for 2 weeks. This is just complicated. Why is she even sending him selfie? Why is she even sending him pictures of the dog?
This feels like, to me, like autopilot. Like, when you're dating, when you're matching on Tinder or you're on a couple dates and you're over it, but, like, they keep hitting you up or texting you and just, like, I'll just respond. Here, I'll just give them this. It's like autopilot. You're not really into it, but you just send it to send it. That's what this feels like. Move on, Hot Mama.
Move on. I agree with you. That's the bottom line. You've broken up for a reason.
I was talking to you, actually. But also, Hot Mama. All right, Texpert question. Moving on. This one's short and sweet. It says, is porn considered cheating, Damona?
No. Why are people getting this misconception? We've talked about this before. Porn, if your ex is featured in it, yes.
But why?
Porn in... Because I didn't we address this like 2 weeks ago? If it's an image of someone that you know, it's a different thing than an anonymous image that is just meant for arousal. There's arousal and then there's emotional connection.
I think we got teased on this concept last week and we're probably going to get teased again. But like, I'm not a practitioner of this type of porn, but hearing the vagaries and specifics of it, I kind of understand that there's some value because it's porn that is not, it's between you and a consensual adult. A past ex, and it's not propagating this exploitative and dangerous culture of pornography. Isn't that a good thing?
No. Moving on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Technically Dating and more Dates and Mates for you after these messages.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT18 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT18. That's GIFT18 at adamandeve.com.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona Hoffman. I'm having way too much fun in this studio with Ray Christian, CEO of the Techspert app. Whew.
It feels good. It feels good.
Good to be back every week. Every week. What else do you have in the Techspert vault in our Technically Dating segment?
So we went like 1940s California style gold mining, and we pulled up some gold. We have a bunch of them. Ready to rock?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we're not doing it.
Technically dating.
This is what happens when you're having too much fun. It gets a little loose. All right.
Not that kind of loose, though, guys. Okay. Go. Just do a question right now.
All right.
Getting weird.
So this is from a young lady, and she's from Southam, which I think is in the UK. She says, so this guy asked for nudes, and as I'm really good friends with him, all of a sudden, I was in a dirty mood and sent underwear pics. Then he shows me that he screenshotted the chat and the pics. He said he would share them on Facebook if I didn't send actual nudes. So then I made up a lie and said, the police are coming for you. And he showed me on Android phone that he deleted them. Then I blocked him. She says, Damona, can this be recovered and or should I tell someone?
Oh, this guy actually is not your really good friend. Newsflash. This guy is a douchebag. And God, gals, PSA, let's stop with the sexts and sending the nudes. It's all out there. Don't even send the underwear pic. It is in the cloud. It is out there. The Snapchat vault will open one day, and your booty is going to come hanging out of it. This was so avoidable, and it just makes me so mad that women put themselves in this situation. But she's in it now, and what I would say is you could go to the authorities. You could tell someone because he's blackmailing you. He also is, I don't know how old she is, but, you know, engaging in pornography and basically stealing her her property. Like, those photos are her property.
No, that's not stealing.
It's
I agree with
stealing. It's kind of stealing. If you're saying you're going to distribute them.
That was a gift. You gave me a gift.
Whatever. I'm not a lawyer. All I'm saying is that he's scared. He's on shaky ground here. So he's going to back off. I don't know what your desired outcome is. Like, do you want to get caught up in a lawsuit with this guy? Probably not. Do you want him to just go away and just block him on Facebook and ignore him and tell all of your friends that he's a douchebag? I'd say all of that, the latter.
Yeah, this is actually more common than I realized, this concept of, like, these young teenagers dealing with blackmail. They'll send some level of a sext, and then that gets used as blackmail material for more graphic sexting. And it's kind of a strange situation, because I get it. Like, I think if you're in love and you're in a committed relationship, there's nothing wrong with sending some sexy pics between each other. Especially if it's on Snapchat, where it should disappear. But
it doesn't.
And it can be screenshotted. But this is like a strange game of chicken that these kids deal with. Like, because, yes, you're playing with fire about potentially getting blackmailed. But then you've got the ultimate trump card, which is you call the cops, especially if you're a teen, and he shared it with one person, one of his friends, doesn't matter who it was. That's child pornography. He is screwed for life. That means he's a pedophile and on the registry. So you've got a pretty big trump card you can pull, but do you pull it? It's a game of chicken. This is a really tricky one. And I kind of agree, if it's a rando, yeah, don't be sending him.
She said he's
sex.
A really good friend.
But they're not dating. I would say don't call the cops just yet. But this is.
But definitely threaten it.
Yeah. wield that threat for sure. Okay. Moving along.
Can I just say one other thing, though, really quick? That there are a lot of women that are afraid to report incidents like this. So I don't want to give the impression that I'm I'm saying that women, it's okay for women to be victimized and not speak up. I'm just saying, in this particular situation, is this worth it to pursue? And it may or may not be. She has to be the judge of that. Sorry.
You know what might be a good idea is to take it to, like, the teachers first. When you take it to the cops, that's when ish gets real, and they might actually be screwed for life. But take it to the cops. Maybe right. Or, I'm sorry.
Take it to the teachers.
The teachers. One level up. Get them in trouble. They're probably not going to give them to the cops. But put the fear of God in them. All right, moving along. We have a young lady. She's 16. She says, so I like my best guy friend, and I can't tell if he's flirting with me or not. He tells me that I'm beautiful, that any guy would be lucky to have me. He'll always be there for me, and that he would do anything for me. But he's in love with another girl, although things haven't gone smoothly. And last time he said that he wouldn't get in a relationship with me because he doesn't want to hurt me or ruin our friendship. Tamona, what should she do?
Well, first of all, he's just sending these mixed signals. But if he's in another relationship, you don't want to get involved in that yet. Like, you're just going to come out the bad girl, the bad guy, bad girl.
Right.
So just wait for things to settle. And the next time he says something flirtatious to you, just hit him with a, what do you mean by that? And let him explain his way out of it so that he can realize.
I like that.
He's the one that's making things complicated. You made it weird. Tell him that.
He strikes me as the type of guy, and girls do this too, that they're kind of weak, this type of person, and they want their little fan club. They want their little fanboy club or fangirl club, even though they got their main squeeze. They want to have that group of people. They're just kind of pawing at them, and they want them. So it's that little shot of dopamine. The confident person, they're a one-woman man or a one-guy girl. They don't need the fan club. This guy seems like he does, and he's teasing her to get her to join that fan club and cut it off at the knees, like you just said. I love that concept. What do you mean by that? That's brilliant.
Thank you. I have a question, though, since you're a dude. Right?
Indeed.
So I wonder, though, if guys like have categories for women. So maybe she's in the friend category and he likes to flirt with her, but he just doesn't see her as relationship material. And it's not that he wouldn't hit it. It's just that he wouldn't date it.
Like, she's the side chick that keeps his flirt game strong?
No, like, he likes flirting with her, but he'd never actually be in a relationship with her. So he kind of walks right up to that line and then walks back away.
So she's like the relationship fluffer?
Yeah, she's the relationship fluffer. Do guys do this? Is this a thing?
Yeah, it is. It keeps our flirting game strong. And it's like just one more girl that's like kind of there at our beck and call. And if we lose this, our main squeeze, we can kind of option up that girl. Call her up into the big leagues.
You're keeping her on the bench.
Keeping her on the bench. Sometimes you got to call in the righty. But yeah, it's a weak move. Like, don't be flirting. Don't be playing with her emotions. Especially if you have an inkling that she kind of likes you. It's a weak move. So, unfortunately, a lot of us do it. But what do you mean by that? That's genius.
Just wondering.
I'm stealing that. All right, moving along. We've got a question from a young lady from New York. She's 17. She says, I really like him, but every time we hang out, he wants to have sex. And I don't, because all the other times we hang out, I just give him what he wants. I think she means the sex. But that's really the only reason I try to avoid hanging out with them right now. I just don't want him to only want me for sex. And I think this is something that maybe a lot of people of all ages deal with, Damona. What do you think when you're getting into that F-buddy zone? What do you do?
Trying to reread it to see if she had sex with him. But it sounds like she's withheld it every other time, right? So I guess the best way to get him to not want you just for sex is to not have sex with him. So it sounds like she's playing the game right.
Well, she says every other time we hung out, I would give him what he wanted. Can we?
Oh, I thought. See, I misread. I thought it was wouldn't.
So she's giving him the cookies.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm actually really glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of women feel like once you've given out the cookies, the bakery is always open. No, honey, you get to decide what the hours of the bakery are. And if you would like to close the bakery, then the bakery is closed and he ain't getting no more cookies. And you may risk losing a customer. And that's fine, because if he was going to be a really good customer, he might want to get some cakes and some pies and some other things, not just the cookies all of the time. You see? But if you give out all those free samples, he's full. He's full. He doesn't need to come back and buy any more cookies.
So don't always give him that cake. To paraphrase one of my favorite Rihanna songs.
Exactly.
But what do you mean? So if you're with someone, you're saying even every time you hang out, don't knock boots?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because why? Why does it always have to be that? If you're really building a relationship with someone, you should have more in common than just sex.
Well, okay. I agree with that. But if we're in a relationship, like, and we see each other 2-3 times a week, we can't have sex every time?
Not if she doesn't want to. It's not required.
Okay.
It's not required.
Is it an arbitrary, like, one out of every three, I'm just not going to have sex with them type thing? Or is it just, if I don't want to, I always have that card I can pull?
Correct.
The latter?
The latter.
Okay.
Yeah. And especially if she's feeling like the relationship is just turning into a sexual relationship, then pull back on the sex and see what happens. And you'll find out very quickly if it was a sexual relationship or not.
All right, we have time for one more question. So it's from a young lady. She's 18. She says, I like my best friend, Damona, of 4 years, but he has a girlfriend of 5 years. We flirt, tease, joke, talk to each other all the time to the point where it's like others are asking if we like each other. The other night, we almost kissed, and he held my hand as we slept near each other and didn't care if his friends saw. I feel like he really likes me too, and I'm not sure of what to do or if there's anything for me to do, or should I just keep acting the same way and hope for the best?
Mm. Oh, this is complicated.
Holding hands and snuggles?
I think you got to be the bigger person here. We could just use the same advice. What do you mean by that? You're trying to hold my hand. I think she needs to not go down this rabbit hole, and she needs to understand, like, what are his intentions with his girlfriend. Because especially if they've been friends for 4 years, she cannot be the side piece. She can be the next girlfriend, but she cannot be the side piece. And he cannot have his cake and eat it too. We're pulling back everything. So she can't just keep acting the same way. He's already crossed the line, so she needs to see where his intention is and where things are headed in his mind.
I think the only way you can pull this off is with a little dating jujitsu. Detach, pull away. You can't ask him to break up or give him an ultimatum. You pull away. And if he brings it up, say, look, I don't want to flirt and pursue something with a guy that has a girlfriend. And if you want to continue this, then you know what you can do. Otherwise, I'm going to do my own thing.
Do you, boo. Peace. All right. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, there's so much more of Dates and Mates to come. We have Damona's Diatribe. We have Ray's Rant. And we're also going to go back in the time machine for some romance rollback. So stick around. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, here with Ray Christian, CEO of the Textbird app. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-8195 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-8195 to take your call now. Call 800-900-8195. That's 800-900-8195. Again, 800-900-8195.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach and your excavator of ancient love traditions. So every once in a while, I like to hop in the time machine of love, Ray, and pull out some traditions of the bygone era. And I found one today that I thought was worth sharing in Romance Rollback.
The Romance Rollback.
All right, Ray, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, sir, that in pre-20th century Scandinavia, a knife held romantic significance? Stick with me for a moment. You see, once a girl was considered old enough to marry, she'd begin wearing an empty sheath for a knife in her girdle, right? And then a man interested in marrying the girl would then make or buy a knife to slip into her sheath. The power to accept or return the knife rested in the girl's hands. Remember, I'm always saying, women, you have the power. And if she returned it, then she did not wish to marry him. But if she kept it, she basically is just saying yes to a marriage proposal. 19th century Scandinavia. That spells romance. Nothing spells romance like a sharp knife in a sheath.
Like, the metaphor was not very creative on this one. It's like, can I put my knife in your sheath, little lady? Like, that's how much more sexual can we get? But it's not surprising from Scandinavia, because they are, like, the most promiscuous countries.
Are they?
Yes. The highest rate of STDs, also. They get down in Norway, in Finland, and the Scandinavian ethnicities. Which
I just
not
heard
mad at that.
About a new campaign because they also have the highest rate of skin cancer.
Really?
Yeah, they did a campaign. I think it was Finland. They did a campaign where they recorded a PSA in five different languages because they love going to Thailand and Spain and like all of these countries that have great sun. But they're all getting sunburned. And so they said in this campaign, like, if you see like a Scandinavian person walking around that's like beet red because of the sun, bring them in your house and like give them shelter or give them sunscreen or a hat. And like, please help us save us from our fair skin and skin cancer prone roots. Anyways, that's completely different from this story. But I agree with you. Like, what a weird, I mean, we've talked about some weird traditions. But not only is the symbolism so rich there with the knife and the sheath, but isn't a knife sort of aggressive? Like, what if he slips and, like, it just seems a little too aggressive for my tastes.
And do I get the sheath or do I have to eyeball it and just make the knife off best guess?
You can't. It's in the girdle, so you can't even tell where it is. You just got to stab it in and hope it goes in the right place.
And like, if you're gonna err on the side of caution, do you make it a little too big? Like, oh, it can't fit. Well, it's so weird. Oh, this is little tease for later. Or is it,
I'm
you
sure
make it too
were
small
not thinking
to
that.
Make
nope.
sure it fits?
Nope, they're not thinking any
and
of that.
And then she's like, "Is it even in yet? I don't know."
But I think the point is that she has to see that this dude can make something or procure something. You know, you got to know that this guy can provide for you. So I imagine in the olden days, being able to make a knife, like, that shows you got some skills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good
you
skill.
You can make a knife, either make a knife or buy me a knife. Okay? That's how I know that you're going to be able to provide for me. It's not all that different today. Like, all the time, I say, like, my husband is not handy around the house. He cannot put a nail in a wall. Like, he cannot, I'm not going to get and do any references that are sexual. He cannot do any of the home skills. But He can hire somebody to do that, and that's fine, as long as it gets done.
You know, I can't think of any quotes from Crocodile Dundee, but that one, that you know what quote I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But, of course, you went to Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife, this is a knife. You remember that scene? He stabs it on the coffee table. You don't remember that?
I gotcha. No, it's not really in my lexicon, Crocodile Dundee.
Okay. Moving along then. Fine.
I'm sorry if I offended you. Maybe I should give you,
you
some time.
You offended Crocodile Dundee. It was a classic movie.
All right. Well, maybe I should give you some time to talk about whatever's on your mind right now.
You know what bothers me? People that don't understand my movie references.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. No, I'm kidding. What is your real rant about?
This is something I think is close to your heart as well. Phone calls in between dates. It's something that's really been tangling up my weave.
Producer Jay put 60 seconds on the clock for Ray to untangle his weave.
Texting is so easy. It's the new preferred form of communication. But stop avoiding the phone calls. Pick up the damn phone and go old school 1990s style. The phone call is a beautiful thing because it forces you to rely on conversation. It's a great canary in the coal mine to see if you really do have chemistry. You don't get to rely on your good looks, on your physicality, or maybe even a hot kiss to break up an awkward moment. You're forced to rely on the exquisite art of conversation. Looks will fade. That personality won't. And lets me find out if you're a little bit of a dum-dum or if I'm kind of a douche. So employ this as you date. General rule of thumb, there should be a phone call before the first date for sure if you haven't met yet. And there should be a call in between every single date for at least the first five. Don't be afraid of a little phone boning. It's a good thing.
You had me up until the phone boning. I was with you. And then, yeah, well, you know, I like a good phone call. And especially, I thank you for saying before the first date, but I hadn't thought about it in between every single date for the first five, you said?
Yeah. I think that it's easy to like skirt that, but I've noticed every girlfriend I've had, we talked on the phone and it kind of brings you together. And it's a way to suss out, like, was that just like raw, like physicality and attraction that made that first or second date so electric? Or do we also have just fantastic conversation abilities together?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to tell. And I'm a big fan of the phone call. I think the kids today, our younger fans, I think, are going to say, like, what are you talking about? I texted with him for 22 hours in between our dates. But I do agree with you that there's something in that human interaction that can't be done over text. Yeah. Okay, before we wrap up the show, I've got something I've got to get off my chest, too. So, Producer Jay, let's put 60 seconds on the clock for Damona's diatribe, because I wanted to share with you the five signs you're a crazy cat lady. Okay, so one of the fans of the show told me that after my diatribe, your dog is not your boyfriend, she said that I must be a secret cat lady, and she wanted me, like, to come out of the cat closet. So I just had to share with everyone, I'm not a crazy cat lady. I am actually a lifelong dog person and a rescue dog owner at that. So that's just to clear the air. It's not that I hate dogs. But my point was for you to become aware if you have an animal that diverts your attention from the relationship that you want. So that could be a cat. Or it could be a dog. But I'll tell you one thing that's really not hot, being a crazy cat lady. So I want to give you the top five signs that you might be a crazy cat lady. Number five, your profile photo is you and your cat, or worse yet, just your cat. Number four, your cat has its own Instagram account, and not because it's funny, because it's so cute. Number three, you like multiples. Not just one cat, but multiple cats. Number two, you've cut dates short because you want to get home to your cats. Or number one, you have a must-love cat statement somewhere in your dating profile. Your cat's cute and all, but, hey, your boyfriend could be cuter than that. So don't let your feline get in the way of your fun.
Rarrow.
Yeah. So now it's been, like, equal opportunity. I've talked about cats. I've talked about dogs. People are going to say I'm, like, just an animal hater. It's not true. I love animals, and I love you, and I just want you to find the love that you deserve. And so many times people put their animal in the way. Wouldn't you say so?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? All right, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Remember, you can always post your questions on the TechSpert app, and you might end up featured on a future Dates and Mates. You can tweet me at Damona Hoffman to share your question or let us know that you love the show. You can also follow Ray on Instagram at RayChristian_LA. And by the way, if you do love the show, why not leave us a review and tell some other people, maybe click the little share button and let your friends know that Dates and Mates is here to help you, them, and everybody in the world to have better romance. So see us next week. And until then, happy dating.